Not only do Pat Race and his team design websites, create art, and run a comic shop and gallery on the side, they also make videos. After years of doing periodic political comedy videos, Alaska Robotics News debuted during this year's legislative session.
We produced over 70 minutes of satire news. It resulted in 5 episodes and 6 short segments that were focused on the election.
Good day, this is Pat Race reporting for Alaska Robotics News. It's election time in the north and my mailbox is fatter than a beluga whale on Thanksgiving.
Monday is the Kickstarter deadline for next year's series. And as of Thursday, they were about $5,700 short of their $8,000 goal.
Last year, fundraising began a little bit earlier than this year, and fundraising this year is not going great. And I think it's maybe because of our timing, but it's also maybe because it's the second time we've tried to do this. And so maybe the enthusiasm isn't quite as high.
The way Kickstarter works is it's all or nothing when it comes to fundraising.
You pledge to donate a certain amount, and if the overall goal is not met, then no one has to donate anything, and the project just doesn't happen.
Race hopes Alaska Robotics can still pull it together at the last minute.
Some of the people who donated last year have donated again, and I've had a lot of people like stop me on the street and be like, oh, your thing is happening, your fundraiser is going on, I need to contribute to that, and I haven't, I need to sit down and do that. So we've got a lot of those people floating around out there.
Nolan Davis is one of those people. The Juno dentist said he was out of town and just got an email about the fundraiser. He donated $1,000 last year and says he'll wait until the end of the drive to see how close they are to their goal.
I might be influenced to donate more if they've got just a little bit more to go.
Davis says what he likes about Alaska Robotics News is it's fun, but also informative. He says politics can be pretty boring, and one way to make it interesting to a younger audience is to make fun of it.
It's kind of become the national norm, at least for the age groups from, say, 19 to 30 is what I've read. I think 25% of that age group get their daily political news from shows like The Daily Show and The Colbert Report.
Race says the series has built an audience around the state, but most of the people who have donated to the Kickstarter campaign live in Juneau. If they don't make their goal, Race says Alaska Robotics will find another project. In Juneau, I'm Kayla Jarosz.